Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Serve you for the rest of Look.
Today, guide us by your wonderful spirit into your wonderful mysteries tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is exciting to be here with you in Achimota. Achimota is special because my school is Achimota School. So. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be here. When I met Bishop Steve 25 years ago. He was a student. And the very first person who ever did accounts for Lighthouse Chapel International. He counted our money and arranged it for us. Very small, but he counted it and arranged it for us in the bank and did everything for us. So when we were going to buy Ofer Cinema, I called him and I said, "Steve, how much do we have?" And it's a question. And the answer was too bad. Much it was, but it was about $700 equivalent at the time. That's what we had, $240. So that was about $700. But we needed $100,000. We had only $700. And that is the bad news that he gave me, that we have only $700. So we struggled with $700, and we had a special fundraising, yes, to raise funds for the church building. We made a model with a model covered with some glass-like thing and brought it to the church and did a major fundraising. And when I was praying over the offering, the Holy Spirit told me that all the offering that I've collected, I should give it to the pastor who preached. Hey! And that when I give it, I will never lack money. I'll never lack money. So, we gave the money, and Bishop Steve did not challenge me for giving the money away. Yes. Some accountants would have taken me to high court. But the wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of man. Give and it shall be given to you. And since then, we have not been in need of money. Yes, we have never been in need of money. So, I don't remember what he said. I held his hand and I said that, but if you are the one, you will remember. And you should also remember when something is told, because that holding of your hand and telling you something is God is speaking to you. You will not get. It's an onaporific occasion. It's an onaporific occasion. You may onapo. It's an onaporific event in your life for somebody to hold your hand and say, let's work for God. Hey, it's an onaporific blessing. So that is a great blessing, and I'm glad. I believe that he's about to start a new project. Building. Do they know about your new ideas? Okay. But you know, we are always building churches. We have almost 500 building projects that we are doing. So, and we are about to start a new one. You will hear about it soon. Yeah. Almost every pastor is going to have your own church building. If you are a pastor, you will have a church building. You watch and see. But I can't tell you about it now, because I've not even told the bishops about it. If I tell you, some of them may complain that I told you first. So you will hear about it. Ghana is going to be filled with churches. You watch and see. No other name but the name of Jesus. Will be all over Ghana. Amen. Now, tonight I want to share with you about wisdom. It's a wisdom impartation. This is just something short. Amen. Now, wisdom is a very wonderful thing. Amen. Are you there? Now, Proverbs 8:21 says, I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Anybody who loves wisdom will inherit substance. You are inheriting substance tonight. Amen. And your treasures will be filled. What are your treasures? Your bank accounts. Tonight, I declare and decree that every empty bank account be filled in Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down. All bank accounts that are operating in tens, that is 60 cedis, 40 cedis, are moving to hundreds. And all those that are operating in hundreds are moving to thousands. And those that are operating in thousands are moving to tens of thousands. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically in your life. One day I saw a brother signing a signature and I said, this is not a millionaire signature. Change it. A millionaire doesn't use such signatures. When I was in secondary school, I used to sign and I say, I'm a millionaire. This is signature, it's a millionaire signature. Yeah. You see it practical. You see, the confessions that are real and that are powerful, they are the ones that are like jokes. Like you just say, oh, Charlie, this and that. The one that you say, I believe, those ones are not happening. Wisdom makes a person prosper. He says, I'll cause those that love, not have, love wisdom to inherit substance. And then I will fill their treasures. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 12 says, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shall bear it. Amen. Wisdom is a personal thing. It's like bathing. If you bath, you alone will bear it. You are bathing for yourself. Unless you are married. But if thou scornest, thou alone shall bear it. All right? So be wise for yourself. Also, wisdom is personal. When I preach to people, there's so many different responses and different ways of understanding what is going on. Try to believe for yourself wonderful things. And also, try to stop thinking about the preaching as to how it can be true. Do you see? Otherwise, you can only receive messages with logic. But there are a lot of messages that there's no logic. It's just the word of God. And I can't even explain it myself. When the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. How can you understand this? How can I explain it? How the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. But that's true. There's a blessing in Lighthouse, in First Love Church. All right. When I said there's a blessing in Lighthouse, there was no response. When I said, look at the children. Yeah. Yes. So what I'm saying to you is that there is a blessing because many churches started in Mamprobi and Kolegono and Kolebu, and they are still there, or they are not existing. But our church has grown into about 70 countries. Yes. And in addition, it has become a large church. And there's a blessing. It's multiplying, growing, building, a lot of buildings, and we don't owe anybody. Not even a car. There's no car. If you see me in a car, it's either my church member's car that is driving me, or if I'm driving or the car is being driven, nobody owes. There's nothing. Yes. It's a blessing. Most of the people that are doing business, even the banks, is all artificial. Most of them is artificial. If you go into the accounts right now, you see that it will collapse. Yes. If they will be honest, they are just playing games. I owe you. You owe me. This one owes this one. If you were to pay me, then I would pay you, and then you pay me. If tomorrow something is announced and everybody goes to the bank, give my money, there will be no money. Yeah. It's all games. A lot of businesses. A lot of things. It's just... Even musicians. There's a lot of hazy things. There's nothing to it. Just fuzz. Fuzz. You know what is fuzz? You can check when you go home. Fuzz. F-U-Z-Z-Z-Z. Fuzz. Yeah. Just a lot of as if you are doing something, but there's nothing to it. So, the Bible says, labor not to be rich. Don't try. Not easy to be rich. Not easy to be rich. He says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. God told Isaac, you don't go here. Stay here. I will bless you. And that was it. When God blesses you, you become greater and greater and greater and greater and greater and greater. Receive that blessing. Amen. Amen. Okay? So I'm sharing with you today about wisdom. And I want you to... Wisdom is the way you think. Some people think in the wrong way about everything. You understand? Yes. Try to think in the right way so that a lot of greater blessings can be over you. Amen. Proverbs 8:18. It says, riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. How many want durable riches? What is the meaning of durable riches? Huh? Riches that last long. Durable riches. One day, some of the people that you are seeing in the government today that are very high and very great, you meet them in town and you will wonder that, had thou become like us? It's true. It's true. You meet them in town. Yes. Anybody who is there, the maximum you can be there is 8 years. You've not thought about that. Durable, 8 years. The kind of blessing God is giving to you is more than 8 years. the one I used to see on TV. We trembled when you were so powerful. And that become like unto us. Huh? Wow. So brothers and sisters, what God wants to give you is something durable. So your way of thinking has to change. You know, when you are coming to the church, you pass through confusion. Yes. Of the highest order. And it is not caused by a lack of money. No. It's caused by a way of thinking. Yes. And that way you think is what we are talking about when we say wisdom. Do you see? So God is always trying to give you wisdom. And so you must like wisdom. You must like school. You must like exams. He says, those who love me will inherit substance. There are some people who left our church because we were doing exams. What else should we do as a church? You have to do more exams. You should like it. Those that love me, I cause them to inherit substance. Yes. Ghana is one, you may not know, you know, when you are in something, you don't notice it. When I was coming here, I told somebody, cover your eyes like this and look straight. You'll see that you are in anywhere in Africa. You are in where? Anywhere. Yes. It's the standard picture. From Dakar to Lagos to Abidjan, everywhere. Same. It's amazing. Just do it. So that you don't see the signboard and you see that this is Ghana or Achimota or whatever. Just look. That's how it is. There is nothing, there is nowhere even for 5 meters in England, Switzerland, Germany, France, Sweden, even for 5 meters of such chaos and whatever, confusion, or even a road without a tar, even 5 meters in the whole country from north to south. Nowhere. Oh, yes. And when you enter the church compound, you even feel different. You see? Because in the church, we have been teaching and fighting to have a certain way of thinking. Do you understand? Certain kind of wisdom. So that at least where we are in control of, it has a certain picture. And if you receive what I'm saying, your house will be a very nice place. Your house will be like a hotel. Yeah. Receive a hotel house in Jesus' name. When you hear a word from the Lord, your response must be to scream amen. Listen, tonight I'm just sharing with you. I'm just talking to you. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Okay? Yeah. thinking differently, your whole life changes. Yes. So preaching is intended to help you change the way you think. That's what we preach. When we are preaching, that is what it's trying to do. To help you change and improve. And the way you think is going to affect what you do. And what you do is going to lead you to prosper or to just decline and diminish. You will never diminish. So God is trying to help you improve how you think. Now, listen on. You can improve the way you think by listening to preaching and also by working closely with somebody. Because some things you can't hear it in the preaching. But maybe if you are around, you may see or you may hear. One day, I went to repair my truck at Odona. At that time, I was a lay pastor and I was doing a business. So I went to Odona. They were doing repairs on the gearbox. So I was sitting there from morning to evening, every day, as they were repairing it. And one afternoon, some of the fitters went to buy kinky and fish. And they were eating. Here is the kinky. Here is the fish. With shito, of course. And I was watching. I think there were about two of them eating. But it was not only the two. They were about 18. Two human beings and 16 flies. When you put your hand in, the 16 flies go. And when the hand goes to the mouth, it was like, then the 16 flies start. It was like, what do you call it? Seesaw. Odona. Yes. It's not somebody told me what I saw it. Amazing. And it did not occur to them anything was wrong. I just watched in amazement. They were very happy to share the food with the flies. But me, if I see even one fly, that's it. I cannot. No. Because flies have special hairs on them. And they sit on feces. It's one of their favorite places. Any fly you see, you must know that he's from the toilet before he came to where you are. He's from where? The toilet. Yeah. Just ask, where are you from? From the toilet. Yeah. So, if you stay with me for some time, you will become allergic to flies. Yes. It's a good thing. And your way of thinking will change. If you change that way of thinking, you are less likely to get certain diseases like cholera, salmonella, food poisoning, shigellosis. What again? Shigella dysentery. No more diagnosis. Typhoid fever, enteric fever, other sicknesses. So wisdom, or a new way of thinking, changes the way you behave. And then makes you avoid sickness and even death. I saw a child, she was 11 years old. She died, I was on the ward. She had typhoid fever and her intestines burst. It comes from flies. her intestines burst, and by the time we operated on her, it was quite advanced because it burst before she came. Small girl, nice girl. She died from flies, but you wouldn't know. So God is trying to let you think in a new way about so many areas of your life. You may be used to bola, but at a point, your mind can work such a way that you are not used to it again. So, no, this thing, I'm not used to it. I used to be used to it, but I'm not used to it again. And then it starts to lift you up gradually to the next level in the society and in life. And a lot of things come from the church. Why? Because that is God's way of supplementing what you got at home. Because whatever you got at home, all of us, our homes, it's just a percentage of what you can get. And the closer you are as a child and as a member, you get more. Because what you hear in the preaching is also a percentage. Because the percentage is only what you can say. But you cannot say everything. When you say some things, people will even, misunderstand it and misuse it. So, God is trying to make you wise. Now, wisdom, or a new way of thinking, is also imparted to you in school. And when you have JSS degree, we all know that your JSS degree has imparted up to a point. That when you have SHS, we know that more wisdom has been imparted to a higher level. Then when you go to university and you do 1 year or 2 years course, you get a diploma, we know that a certain amount of wisdom has been imparted to you again. When you get a degree, then we know that even more has been imparted to you. Your mind is working differently. When you get a master's, then even more has been imparted to you. When you get a PhD, they say even more has been imparted to you. So the more you have been imparted to, and that you've even proved that has been imparted to you, the more you get richer or paid more. True or not true? Even in Lighthouse, if you want to be full-time, you should try to go to the university. Not that we don't, but mostly university is very important. I see university as basic. Yeah, so when I say that it's basic, I'm trying to help you. So see it as basic. Basic, I must go to the university. You are young, but you must go. If your father didn't tell you, then I'm telling you. You are going to the university. Whatever it involves in going, you are going. And if we have to wait extra 4 years for you to go, we will wait. It's basic schooling. Okay? And when you go, you see that your mind is changed. Then you get paid more. Already riches start to come. So that is one way. But there are more ways by which wisdom can be imparted to you. And that is even in church. God's house. And all wisdom, it comes from the Lord. God is there. There's wisdom that comes from above. All, if you like me to use the word, good wisdom comes from God. So God is trying hard to impart to you wisdom. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel or advice. So today, as you are here, you must receive counsel and advice to improve you, because God loves you so much. Jesus died on the cross to give you abundant life, so that here on earth, your life will be different. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Are you ready to have a better life? Receive a better life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The more wisdom you get, the richer you become. The more wisdom you get, the higher you go. The more wisdom you experience, the greater you become. Yes. You see, by God's grace, I came here with a car. Yes, I didn't have to take a taxi. Some of you, you came with a bus. So you can see that we are on different levels. But your level is changing. Yes. Your level is changing. Amen. So I am explaining to you that through wisdom, the more wisdom you have, 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 the more you attract whatever it is that is good. Because you keep on preventing yourself from destroying yourself. You know, some of us, we go and ask for things you shouldn't ask for. By asking, that's when it will never be given, because you asked. Sometimes when you ask for something, it's so offensive. The fact that you even ask that question, it puts everybody off you that you asked. But if you had had wisdom, you wouldn't have asked. You are a lady, and you can see that you are getting closer to a brother, and the brother is also getting closer to you. And at a point, you can't hold yourself anymore. You say, look, decide whether you want to propose to me or not. The guy had planned to propose to you on Saturday. This is what you said on Tuesday. You made a mistake of your life. After that, he begins to reconsider. He's thinking about it. Oh, this girl, the way she told me to propose to her, or I should make up my mind and those things, I feel that she's not correct. And the Saturday proposal has now been canceled. And your potential beloved has now been wiped out. But you don't have wisdom. Yes. Most young ladies develop faster. Their bodies develop faster than their brains. No, no, no. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Before you are mature, you see that you have a body of a grown-up. And grown-ups are following you, telling you things you don't understand. Whatever they say to you makes butterflies enter your head. And you start to feel lightheaded with dizziness and faintness. These are your symptoms. Are you listening to me? It's because your brain did not develop as fast as your beautiful body. Pray for daughters. Yes. And by the time your brain is as caught up, so many things have happened. That is why there is a time to really listen. Not only a time, but most of the time, you've got to really listen. Yes. Even in marriage. Do you remember, I don't know if you know, but I had a person in my life called Uncle James. Yeah. One day I went to his house and he told me something. He said that there was a lady who is married to a man, and the man had gone to work in the UN. And he said that when the husband went, the wife came to confide in him that she realizes now that he has traveled, that she has not been a good wife at all. She realized that she has really been some way. You know, but now the guy was away. I don't know whether it was like he was not coming back, but I had a impression that he was going to come back one day, but not so soon. Even in marriage, the understanding of what it's about comes later, by which time you have already killed certain things that cannot be revived. Yes. Certain words, when you say them or have been said, or certain attitude has entered the soul of the person, he cannot recover from it and rise up to recover again towards it. But by that time, you've matured. And you say, oh, marriage, what are the things? This I can do. Come, I can do everything. But by that time, it's also past. So you see that the mind maturity is far behind life's maturity. That's why you need to listen. Yes. Even in marriage. You may think you know. Now, your understanding of eternity is also so slow compared to the speed with which you are getting old. All of you, it's great to see you all. Because, see, these are my original members. These are all my original members. Yes. Original members. Huh? Yes. That Bishop Ed is my original worship leader. Yeah? My original worship leader. An original accountant. Amazing. Original. Yeah. But your rate of becoming eternity minded and eternity conscious is not as fast as your age. So soon you will be speaking like somebody who has even died and come from the dead. But the great wisdom that you have, you may not easily be able to apply it, because it came after your age shot ahead. If I look at my age, in about 17 years, I'll be 70 years old. Yes, I'll be 70 if I'm alive by God's grace. 70. I receive it. You cannot believe it. Me, 70. Why? What am I going to do as a 70-year-old person? Hey! Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yeah. It's fast. Faster than how you can think. You get there. You can't even believe that you are getting there. So, tonight I want you to open yourself to becoming wiser. Don't just see this as a message. Tell yourself, I'm going to change. You know, one day I had a pastor. His background, he didn't go to any of these famous schools like Wesley Girls or Infancy Pim or Achimota School. No. He went to one of these ordinary schools. Yes. Listen. Then I had another pastor who also went to some of these schools with names. And I took them abroad. I would take them to restaurants. And I say, eat this. Eat. Different restaurants. Yes. You see, you may not know the importance of it. One day we were in Korea. My wife came after. She went for a lunch. She came, she told me. When she was eating, the Americans and all those people were looking at her, but she didn't know. Then they told her, oh, you hold your cutlery in it. They gave her the style that she hold it. Not knowing that as she was eating, they were just watching. Oh, now they're eating, but they are watching. Yeah. And you are assessed by your eating. Yes. I said, eat this. One day I went to a restaurant. They said they were serving chicken. A baby chicken. Yes. I tell you, if I had known, I wouldn't have ordered that one. When it came, it was like a chick. The whole chicken was like this. Like a day old, 2 days old. It has been roasted small like this. Hey! I didn't even know which part to cut. After some time, are you listening to me? After some time, I found out that the brother who didn't go to any good school, he knew all the international things. Oh, yeah. Because his mind was open to receive. And the brother who said he was in this school and that school, he was now the bushman. It's true. I watched them. One day I was in East Africa. And we were at a buffet restaurant. I mean, at the lunch. And they said, everybody should go and serve. So I was sitting down, and I saw one of my pastors has gone to serve. When I saw him coming, I said, no. It's too much. It's too much. No. It's. So, I have to call him and explain to him that, look, when they say buffet, it means the food is always there. You may go and come back. The way you have loaded the plate, more than Mount Kilimanjaro. Are you listening? You see, God is trying to make you a better, more international, scientific, higher reasoning, improved version of you. And that comes through wisdom. And when you do receive it, you will be richer. You will be more prosperous. You will be more advanced. Receive advancement. In Jesus' name. Instead of thinking you know everything, always present yourself as a student. You know, one day I went to Malaysia and I was sitting there by my Asian parents. I called them my father and my mother. And they brought a special black egg. The egg is black. Boiled black. I said, what is this? They said, this is called a century egg. It is not boiled. It's cooked in urine. Cooked in cow's urine. Yes. Yes. Listen. Shh. I was learning. Then they would sit by me. They would take food. They put it in my place. This one is nice. Eat it. Yes. me, the founder of Lighthouse, they put it in my food, in my whatever, and I have to eat it. Yes, I better eat it. Yes, they were sure. Said, eat it. This. Eat this. Yeah. Yes, we are learning, improving. Yes, that's where I saw why Chinese people are not fat. Yes. Because when they say, what will you drink? I say, oh, Coke. Nobody drank Coke over there. Tea with pepper. Yes. Nobody drank Coke. We're the only people drinking Coke. Yes. When they eat, then they drink tea and the tea dissolves the fat. Yeah. Out of them. Yeah. You're not easily likely to see a Chinese with a big distance. It's not common. Receive international wisdom in Jesus' name. Sit down. The first time I went to Korea, I was invited to come to a special dinner. I didn't know why. God was choosing me. When I got there, we entered the room. All the tables were set. And we were just standing there. And suddenly a man calls, you, come. Went. With my wife following me like a sheep. And they said, sit here. And I sat. That was next to Yonggicho. The first time I went to Korea. And that day, they brought Korean food. Yes. Ewo. I tell you. So, brothers and sisters, God is trying to sort of improve you. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. You are improving.
Yes.
You are improving.
Yes.
You are improving. Yes. I'll tell you, your family and your home, it didn't give you everything. In fact, it didn't give you much. Yes. Yes. Pray that you will be close. Pray that you will be close. One day, an archbishop, he took me to his room. Yes. He took me to his room. I learned so many things. Then when we were going, he said, come and look at something. And he showed me. So you see? He said, make sure you have this in your room always. Yeah, I will not tell you what he showed me. Yeah. You have to be close to know such things. Some of you have made yourself, like when you come early, you sit at the back. Like you are at the back. Standard. You are a back bencher. You are a mystery man. You are changing from today. Now, one of the wisest people to ever live, amazingly, was the man Job. Yes. Turn with me to Job chapter 1. Job 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He's often known for his suffering, but he must also be known for his amazing wisdom. This man was perfect and upright. Amen. One that feared God and eschewed evil. That alone, this verse alone tells you that he was a wise man. Very wise man. Three things that make you wise. Number one was that he feared God. which is the beginning of wisdom. Is it not true? Yes. To fear God is the first step to becoming a wise person. Amen. Two, he was perfect. Amen. He was perfect. Obviously, the imperfections, all right, of your life are from a lack of the way, good way of thinking. Amen. And then he was upright, somebody who eschewed evil. But the Bible says in Proverbs 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Righteousness is part of wisdom. So Job was wise because he feared God, number one. Number two, he was perfect, which means that, of course, the imperfections of foolishness were out of his life. And then number three, he was upright and eschewed evil. And the Bible tells us that durable riches and righteousness are with wisdom. So Job was a wise man. Amen. Now, there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. You see, when you are wise, prosperity is your portion. 3,000 camels. Now, to have 7,000 sheep, look, not a small thing. Yeah, some years ago, I bought 4 goats. I gave it to Bishop Saki. He took them to Winneba. One day, he came to tell me that he's sorry to tell me that some of the goats are dead, because he also had, I think, 4. And then, when they died, it was mine that was always dying. So in the end, I gave up. I don't know if his owner is still there. So for somebody to have 7,000 sheep, not a small thing. I had 4. It couldn't even become 5. You will never know this till you buy animals or you have animals. You never know. Yes. 3,000 camels. Huh? 3,000. Like a camel is like a car. It's like 3,000 cars. Yeah. Yeah. 3,000. That's not a small person. Then 500 yoke of oxen. What's an ox? A cow which is used for hard work, like a tractor. He had 500 of them. And 500 she asses. She asses. Hey, she asses. Huh? And then he had a very great household. It was not this type of me, my wife, and my 2 children. No, 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 no. Great household. A lot of people depend on him. So that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. He was the greatest man in the whole of Asia. The greatest. Yes, that is what God's wisdom can do for you. I'm going to show you the greatest. You will be called the greatest. Yes. he was the greatest of all the men of the East. This is going to be your story. Amen. And his sons went and feasted in their houses. Everyone is there, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink. So when the days of feasting were gone, Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them. So that if maybe my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, they should be forgiven. Amen. One day the Satan came and said, have you seen Job? Verse 8. There is none like him. Perfect, I told you. Upright. And one that fears God. Huh? Wow. And Job said, does Job fear God for nothing? Has thou not made a hedge about him? Put forth your hand. And that was the beginning of the temptation of Job, which we all know about. But in the middle of, you see, this is somebody who has been made the greatest, like Solomon. There was nobody as great as Solomon. 1 Kings 3:12. There was nobody as great as Solomon. It comes from the wisdom of God. Now you see that Job began to lament on one of the days. Amen. And if you look at chapter 28, Job 28. Are you there? Wonderful. And if we read from verse 1, maybe we should use a modern version of the Bible so that you can understand it better. It says, people know where to mine silver and how to refine gold, isn't it? They know where to dig iron from the earth and how to smelt copper from rock. Job 28 verse 3. They know how to shine light in the darkness. They sink a mine shaft into the earth. They descend on ropes swinging back and forth. Food is grown on the earth. All right? There are treasures no bird of prey can see, no falcon's eye observe, no wild animal has walked on these treasures. Verse 9, people know how to tear apart, people know how to tear apart flinty rocks and overturn the roots of mountains. They cut tunnels in the rocks. They dam up the trickling streams and bring to light hidden treasures. Amen. So what Job is saying here is that people know how to find gold. People know how to find silver. Huh? Are you with me? I'm ending soon. This is, I'm just reading the scripture and then we are ending. I'm just reading the scripture, then we are finished. So listen, otherwise you miss the meat. Like you eat only corn without meat. Verse 12. But do people know where to find wisdom? I told you Job was a wise man. Do people know where to find wisdom? You see, wisdom is something. Well, when we talk of wisdom, we are talking of God's mind, the secrets there. Intelligence of God far above the thoughts of man that God is trying to give you drops of. Do people know where to find wisdom? Can they find understanding? No one knows how to find it, for it is not found among the living. Yeah. You see, people who are alive, the wisdom that I'm preaching about is not found at Gimpa. It's not found among the living. No. I'm talking about something higher. God's mind. When we read the Bible and we sing about the word of God, we preach about the word of God. We are preaching about something fantastic and superior to anything you can ever think. Yes. That is why I said at the beginning, try not to analyze too much a lot of the messages, because a lot of the messages will not affect you. Because this wisdom is not found among the living. It is not here, says the ocean. It's not found in the ocean. Nor is it here, says the sea. Yes, it's not in the sea. You may search in the sea, but you will not find it. It cannot be bought with gold, and it cannot be purchased with silver. God's wisdom, you know, all these years I've been preaching, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let's work for God. I have seen that that is the key to prosperity. I never thought it was a, because I wasn't trying to prosper, but it has ended up being a key to prosperity. But you can't understand it. You can't buy it with silver. It cannot be bought with gold. Even if, so that I pray for my pastor. You know, I pray for you guys. In my, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I pray for you. So that I pray, God, touch, pray for the pastors. Touch their hearts. Let them love you. Let them serve you. Bless them. Help them. Wow. Yes. This wisdom I'm sharing, you cannot buy it. You cannot go to school and learn it. It's far above what you are learning in school, or go and pay for a lecture on what lectures are you going to have. Business, whatever. Eh? People will come and lecture. It cannot be purchased. Verse 16. It is worth more than all the gold of Ophir, greater than precious onyx or lapis lazuli. This wisdom I'm preaching about is worth more than all the gold of Ophir. And it's true. In our church, it is even more literally true. It's worth more than the gold of Ophir Cinema. Yeah. The wisdom of God enabled a 28-year-old boy to dream of buying a cinema hall with my students, children backing me. What do you think? Yeah. 28 years. Yes. A church which doesn't take offerings usually, even weekdays like how we're having a service, never took offerings. God, we didn't need money. We're not doing it for money. It was when Bishop Steve told me that we have $700, there was a revolution. We have to take offerings. With tithes. Hey! It's worth more. Calculate the buildings. Go and find out the price of one plot here in Achimota. And go and find out the price of over 500 projects, not only in Ghana. Yes. Not only Ghana. Millions. It was more than God was leading me to gold. Yes. Yeah, that's why they always, it comes to their mind, we should tax churches. Always comes to their mind. It always comes to their mind. And the day they try, they will see something negative. Yes, it comes to their mind. That's why banks now have a church desk, a desk for churches. The wisdom I'm sharing with you is not logic. If you were thinking of logic, say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, this is how it can be, then you are looking the wrong direction. Yes. Huh? It's worth more. The next one. Wisdom is more valuable than gold. You see, I told you, Job is one of the wisest. And you see, he's explaining it. And that's why he was the greatest in the whole of the... You see, greatness can only be given by God. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. It's more valuable than gold. More! That is why parents will rather educate you than even give you money. Let us add all the school fees that they use on you, and then they just put it all together and say, here. Or let you go to school. Which one is better? Going to school by far. By far. Think about it. You send somebody to school by far. I send my children to school. Some of them have finished school. If I don't give them anything again for the rest of my life, at least they've received the wisdom to be able to work. It's more than gold. So some of you say, oh, please give me some of your money. Give it. That is not what you need. What you need is some of the wisdom. Far more valuable than gold. I've searched through the years to find singers that I can give wisdom to. Yes. Most of them cannot receive wisdom. That's why you don't hear of them anymore. I was asking one of the pastors, oh, where is this singer? Here he's in your church. He said, oh, he called him, he said he doesn't have money to come to church. I said, wow. No money to come to church. Singers. Yeah. It's a failure of wisdom, not money. Huh? Children. Do you see why I don't come and say, take 5 cities, 5 cities, 5 cities, 10 cities, 10 cities, 10 cities. That's not what you need. And I know some of you are broke. Look, my children, some of them are really broke. But I pretend as if I have not seen it. Because I don't know how to solve all these problems. Sometimes they send me texts. They will send a text and say, this is me from using this person's phone. So, because they share phones. They share phones. No credit or no phone. But what I'm giving you is more than crystal. Crystal. It cannot be purchased with jewels mounted in fine gold. When I get a pig and I cover you with the crown jewels, and I put jewels and diamonds over you, and you are a pig. What are you going to do with the jewels and the diamonds? You are going to enter the gutter. Gutter to gutter with my jewels and my diamonds. Verse 18. Coral and jasper are worthless in trying to get it. The price of wisdom is far above rubies. What you are getting in First Love Church is far more than any rubies. And the senior First Love, we are called not senior, Greater Love. You are the Greater Love Club. Yes. We have some grown-ups in the First Love Church, but we don't call them seniors or elder brothers. They are called the Greater Love Club. Greater Love Fellowship. Yeah, because greater love is that it's a love that has been there for a long time. It hasn't been able to be quenched. Yes. Yeah. Precious. One day I called some pastors. God showed me a vision of them. I saw them struggling. And I said, come, God wants you to work for him. Come, God wants you to work for him. Come, God wants you to. I think one or two of them responded. The rest, no. Nah. The result is clear. That wisdom is like a new way of thinking. Your life can be for him. You want me to change my message? You want me to teach business? I will never preach it. Never. This wisdom is far, I tell you, higher. That is why I've been watching people. What they are dying to get is being given to me. It's being added onto me. Sometimes when it's added onto me, I say, oh, why? Why? Don't add it. And they say, we are adding it. I said, don't add it. So we are adding it. I said, don't add it. We are adding it. Precious peridot from Ethiopia cannot be exchanged. Whatever is precious peridot, I don't know, but it is cannot also work. It is worth more than the purest gold. The word of God. I said, the wisdom of God is very superior. Verse 20. But do people know where to find wisdom? Yes. You see, many people listen to me preaching and they think I'm not, you know, like if even in Ghana, people were to talk about, oh, this is a man of God with like he's a real man of wisdom. They wouldn't say that I'm into wisdom. It's true. It's true. Yes. They'll say I'm into basics. Like I'm into soul winning, evangelism, this, that. Yeah. Yeah. Because the question is, do people know where to find wisdom? Because those who say they are into wisdom and into finance and into cross effect of Christian to unbelievers and to appeal of whatever and so on, most of them are in debt. We are standing on solid ground. Durable riches. Yes. Even some of my pastors, I am sure sometimes some of the members in the church want to say, Pastor, you are not doing well. Why don't you go and read one of Papa's books? The way you are, we don't see the grace of God. Why don't you find or go somewhere and get a book and read it? You are not forcing. You are not, because the child of a goat is a goat. And the child of an elephant is an elephant. So if you are a child of the house, we should be seeing signs of certain things on your life. And the members are looking and say, we are not seeing the feeling. Do people know where to find wisdom? Most of the time, no. Yes. Where can they find understanding? So this man is so winning and witness. It's one of the greatest wisdom keys. Look, I'll tell you something. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. He that reapeth the harvest, receiveth wages. Wages. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. I've been receiving wages for years. Yes. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. I've been receiving wages since I was in school when I started reaping. You say, I'm not wise. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. I've been on God's wage bill for years. How can I be poor? Continue back to Job. Verse 21. It is hidden from the eyes of all humanity. This wisdom is hidden. Even the sharp-eyed birds in the sky cannot discover it. Yeah. That is why when you hear wisdom, when you hear me preaching about the work of God, it doesn't sound like, oh, it's not like a wisdom, like wisdom thing. What we call these are wisdom teaching. He's a man of like into wisdom. He's a wisdom man. It's hidden from the eyes of all humanity. Now, even the sharp-eyed birds in the sky cannot discover it. When you see me walking around in my batik shirt, you cannot easily discover. But why you know that man walking in the batik shirt? If you look, if you have eyes to see, but you see, eyes cannot easily discover it. 22. Destruction and death say, we've only heard rumors of where wisdom can be found. Wow. The next verse. God alone understands the way to wisdom, and he knows where it can be found. God alone, God alone, God alone understands the way to wisdom, and he knows where it can be found. Yes. Only God knows. That is why we go to the Word. And when we start following the Word, we are following the greatest wisdom that anybody can ever follow. Verse 24. For he looks throughout the whole earth and sees everything under the heavens, and he decided how hard the wind should blow and how much rain should fall. Look, everything natural you see, medicine, science, technology, weather, everything, it has been decided. So when human beings find out, this one is an inventor. It's an inventor of what? This one is a discoverer. It's a discoverer. E is equal to MC squared. E has always been equal to MC squared. You are just finding out that E is equal to MC squared. It has always been equal to MC squared. You just found out. You just found out. He is the one who decided how hard the wind should blow and how much rain should fall. All this weather thing they are doing now. Verse 27. He made the laws for the rain, laid out a path for the lightning. You see, this science, the scientific electricity, water, light, speed of light, everything, physics, is from God. So when people discover and they don't attribute it to God, they are fools. Because they don't have the fear of God. Yes. Next. Then he saw wisdom and evaluated it and set it in place and examined it thoroughly. Next verse. And this is what he says to all humanity. This is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding. May you enjoy the Word of God and the wisdom of God all the days of your life. Now, this is Job. You know, he was crying, but he continues crying in chapter 29. I want you to look at it. Job continues speaking. I long for the years, he was remembering sometimes. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me. When he lit up the way before me. and I walked safely through the darkness. When I was in my prime, God's friendship was felt in my home. Change it to King James. King James. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. You see, he was remembering the revelations and the secret of God. Yes. When the Almighty was yet with me and my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city and I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and the aged arose and stood up. And the princes refrained from talking. Look, change it back to Living Bible. The princes stood in silence and put their hands over their mouths. The highest officials of the city, this was a very great and wise man. The highest officials of the city stood quietly, holding their tongues in respect. This was in the days of his youth, when the secret of God was upon his tabernacle. All who heard me praised me, and all who saw me spoke well of me. Wow. And it goes on and on and on and on. May you have the wisdom of Job in your life from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody stand up and lift your hand and ask God to fill you with his wonderful wisdom. The wisdom that can make you the greatest man in West Africa, the greatest man in Ghana, the greatest man in the world today. That wisdom that comes from God. All who heard me praised me, and all who saw me speak well of me. Father, thank you for the great blessing of the great wisdom that is imparted to your children tonight. Lay your hands on your head. Receive the impartation of the wonderful wisdom that cannot easily be found. May you be filled with the wisdom that made Job the greatest man in the East. May the word of God enter your soul and your heart and your mind. May you receive what is greater than gold, what is better than silver, what is better than the gold of Ophir. May you have it all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Whatever secret has to be revealed to you, may you receive that secret now. Receive that secret now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and thank God for becoming a wise young man and a wise young lady in your life. Not you will not be wise when you are old, but even as a young person, God is filling you with his wonderful wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thanks, Lord. We are grateful in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today and you have not given your life to Jesus, maybe somebody invited you to church. I don't know who you are. But the first step of wisdom is to fear God. If you are here tonight, you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus today. Pray for me, please. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand up high. Just your right hand. Just your right hand up high like this. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, I want God to take my life and change me. I'm tired of going my own way. Tonight, I want to turn around, come to Jesus, and be changed forever. I want to receive the real wisdom of God. Then your hand must be up. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. All your hands I see. If you have lifted your hand, I want you to, with your hand lifted up, come to me here in the front. Come. Come. Come here. Running. I want to pray for you. Come running.
come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
Come on!
Come on! Come running.
Come to Jesus.
Come running. Come running to that mercy seat.
Let us pray. Lift your hands up. Say with me, Lord Jesus, tonight is my night. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Please cleanse me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I will serve God and I will follow Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Close your eyes again. Close your eyes again. Say after me, Satan, listen to me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I will never serve you again. I will never serve you again. I will never follow you again. Christ has set me free. I am free indeed. Lift your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I'll follow you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.